But of course, we're going to start the show today with a tribute to Danny Frawley. The news yesterday shocking everyone who loved the former St Kilda champion and media star. Not only in the world of football was he well known and well regarded, but also in the world of racing. And you only need to follow the tributes that flowed on social media yesterday, especially from a lot of people involved in racing and particularly harness racing, which was a great love of the Frawley family and also Danny Frawley himself, who was a board member with Harness Racing Victoria since 2016 and a good friend of Danny's. And someone who has worked closely with him over the past few years, Dale Monteith, the chairman of Harness Racing Victoria, has been kind enough to join us this morning to pay tribute to Danny Frawley, who gave so much, not just to footy, but to racing in this state. Dale, good morning to you. A tough morning, no doubt, for yourself and those who knew Danny so well.
Yeah, you described it very well, Michael. I think HRV, the harness world, is in mourning. Gutted by the news yesterday. When it first started to filter through to me at about 3:30 that it could be Danny, I just didn't want to believe it, I think. And so it took a while to sink in. But look, we are sometimes touched by people in our lives that are special. And Danny was one of those people for me. I met him about 3.5 years ago through Harness Racing Victoria. I had dealt with him previously in my life at the VRC on a few promotional matters and so forth, but someone who, in life, life's all about people and the people you meet along the journey, and Danny was one of those special people to me, and I know I can speak on behalf of the rest of the board. The life that he injected into our meetings, the passion he had for harness racing, the people of harness racing, the little people of harness racing, to ensure that they got a chance at the sport they loved. It's just something that, it's just very hard to talk at the moment, Michael. We're listening to all the tributes this morning, and I think Brownie last night on Fox Footy, I felt for him when he had great difficulty explaining how he first met Danny and how it continued after he finished his footy career and through media and so forth. But it's one of those things to Anita and the girls. He was extremely proud of them as well. Unbelievably proud. Every board meeting he'd talk about what they were doing, and his girls with the Australian rules football, his girls going to the US to study, two of them. The man will be very hard to replace. He's impossible to replace as far as I'm concerned in my life, and I know the life of a lot of people in the arms industry.
There's been a lot of wonderful tributes, as you mentioned, over the past 12 or so hours since the news became public, and the thread which is coming through in all of those tributes is that he was obviously so selfless and willing to help everyone. And what you saw on television and in the media was the true Danny Frawley. And to have a name like Danny Frawley involved and, I suppose, have a great passion for harness racing is something that the sport needs and is something that I suppose the sport can't replace, because to have someone in mainstream media that is so passionate and so willing to give up their time, you don't see that very often.
I couldn't have said it better, Michael. I think a lot of people took for granted behind-the-scenes work that Danny did, like Inter Dominion. When we bid for that with New South Wales and New Zealand and we managed to get it across the line, he was out of the blocks like you would not believe in terms of talking to the television, the radio, the newspapers, in terms of garnering their support for this one, that wonderful event. And he, the 2018 Inter Dominion, I think, is really a tribute to Danny. And I know the people in Harness Racing Victoria, Andrew English and Cody Winnell, his support of them through that journey, because neither of them had been involved before. You're right, in terms of the media getting access, was just something he was able to do. The other passion for him, as I said before, were the people of the industry, the people out there in the country, which, of course, as we know, he came from Bungaree, and he was always a country boy. But he was passionate about ensuring that they had a chance, and passionate about integrity within the industry and making sure that it was a level playing field. And that's something that people didn't see as well for him. I think having come through the sport at a young age with his father, having been a president of Ballarat District Harness Racing Club for quite a number of years, his sister, she was one of the first female drivers out there to win a feature race. I think Vanderport was the name of the horse at Derby. He was extremely proud of that family history involved in the sport as well, and spoke of it regularly. So I know I speak on behalf of the whole of the board. We're just absolutely gutted at the moment. We've got to soldier on. I've got meetings to go to today, which are very important. That Danny would want us to do that, but we will not forget him. And I think he's one of those very special people to the harness industry, but the Melbourne Victorian community in general, I think, is just the outpouring from so many walks of life. I just I can't say I've enjoyed listening to them, but I've listened to them and just put a smile to my face, many of those, and also a tear to my eye on occasions as well, Michael.
No, there's no doubt about that, and what you said is 100% correct. Danny Frawley will never be forgotten, not just for his exploits on the field with St Kilda, but for the way he's touched so many lives and the support he's given to racing and harness racing. Darla, I appreciate you giving some time this morning under such tough circumstances, and I know Harness Racing Victoria will pay tribute, no doubt, to Danny when the time is right.
The only other thing I would say, Michael, I know Danny was very open in terms of his issues, in terms of mental health the last couple of years. There'll be people out there that'll be doing tough. I think there are people who can help them, Beyond Blue in particular. I'd implore them to reach out, because moments like this, you can into doubt yourself, and you shouldn't do that. So Danny was just the way he went about that. I think it... And that's why I admired him even more so, that he was stood out there and letting people know about his problems and what caused them. And I think, as I said, encourage people to seek assistance if they need it, okay?
Absolutely. It's Are You OK Day on Thursday. And Danny Frawley's greatest legacy, a lot of people have said, may have been the work that he put in regards to mental health, and him being so brave himself, coming out publicly with his battles. Dale, once again, appreciate your time in what is a very, very tough morning for a lot of people.
Thank you, Michael.
Dale Monteith, and obviously RSN 927's condolences to all of those who knew and loved and worked with Danny. He was a lovely man. As I said, what you saw on camera was exactly what it was like off camera. And our deepest condolences and thoughts go to Anita and his girls in what is a tough, tough time.